This is episode number 63, A Mindset for Reframing the Future.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence.
Hello, and welcome to Mindset for Life. This is the podcast about your mindset. It's put out by me, Dr. Bethany Hansen. I am a professor and a life coach, and I use my website, drbcoach.com, to share these messages with you. I hope you'll enjoy the message today. We're going to talk about reframing. Reframing is an interesting mental strategy that people use to see something in a new light. For example, what if you have to get some bad feedback at work? Maybe you've been in your job for a really long time and you take great pride in your work and you think you're doing a really good job. You don't get annual performance reviews, or if you do, they're pretty slim or seldom provided. And there's just not a lot of opportunity to get feedback for whether or not you're doing a great job. Most of us are in that kind of situation. We don't get a lot of feedback. In fact, once we reach adulthood, we think that we should have it all together, or we should already know what we're doing. So we proceed throughout our adult lives thinking that everything's fine, or it should be fine, and we continue to move forward wondering how to figure out what's next or how can we improve. So you're going to get some feedback at work. And the way this happens is someone who you work for says, "I need to talk to you. A customer complained," or "a client complained," whatever's more likely in your line of work. "And we need to talk next Thursday at 6 o'clock. What's going to happen next is a whole line of things that's going to create a huge amount of anxiety for you. First, you're going to start questioning, why would we need to meet about a customer complaint or a client complaint? Can't you just tell me what's wrong so I can fix it? That's an initial logical reaction a lot of people have. The second thing is, why next Thursday? Why is it going to take so long for you to prepare to talk with me about this? Is it that you need to bring some kind of lawyer with you? Will there be much more going on here? Since I don't know I did anything wrong, what's going on?" And over the coming days, through that time till next Thursday appears, your mind's going to go into a whole bunch of anxiety, telling story after story and making up possible scenarios. The brain loves to do that. When we don't have information, our brain, which is a problem-solving machine, loves to come up with possible scenarios and information to help us out. So without the information about the meeting, we have no choice really but to let our automatic thoughts run away with themselves. Now, as you think about that meeting coming up, and you know it's about a customer or a client complaint, you do have one piece of information. Someone is unhappy about something that occurred. It might be about the product, it might be about your performance, or it might be a combination of those things. It might even be someone who reports to you and their performance, and you're just going to hear about it. Maybe it's the first moment your manager has to speak with you because they're back-to-back in meetings this whole week coming up. Either way, you have a long time to think about what's going to happen, and a lot of anxiety is going to grow. What can you do in this kind of scenario where you don't know what's happening, where you don't have information? Some people are comfortable without knowing a lot of information. Some people can wait. If you're one of those people, I want to just say that's amazing. All of us would love to be a person who can set the uncertainty aside and just move forward like nothing is wrong. But chances are, something about this upcoming meeting is making you very nervous, even though you can't think of anything that you've done wrong or any reason why someone would be unsatisfied with your performance. It's that idea that we just don't get a lot of feedback. Not everyone is super confident about their job or their qualifications for the job or how well they're performing when they're doing things for other people at work. In fact, most people wonder if they're doing a good enough job. Most people want feedback, and very little feedback usually comes our way. But when you think about this opportunity for someone to complain or for you to hear about this complaint, whether it's about you, the product, or something else, the truth is it's going to be some kind of feedback. Even a complaint is just feedback. And feedback is what we all crave. Now, when you think about getting feedback, and you know already what kind of feedback it's going to be, you can be prepared to accept this feedback, to consider it, to determine whether or not it's going to change something about your performance, and whether or not you'd like to move forward in a new direction. The feedback is just that, it's feedback. You can't exactly prepare for what will be said, but you know it's feedback and it's going to be negative. And as I mentioned, we all want more feedback. So reframing in this case would be something like realizing feedback is good. Even unsavory feedback is still helpful. When you know something isn't right, you're able to make adjustments. When you know nothing at all, you cannot really change. You're going to get this feedback, and even though it'll be uncomfortable, you can prepare for feeling uncomfortable and prepare to take this feedback, consider it, and move on. Now, that's exactly what I'm talking about when I say reframing. Reframing means that you're going to look at a situation in a new light. Now, what if you were a person walking by who overheard the conversation your manager had with you? Someone who is not involved in this situation. So we call that an objective observer. An objective observer walks by, pauses to get a drink of water or whatever, and happens to hear your manager say, "Hey, I need to talk with you next Thursday about some feedback that we got. A customer or a client complained, and I need to share it with you." That person walking by may notice your expression, may notice the tone of voice in your manager's speech. They may notice a lot of things, and they just might be able to say, "Wow, that didn't sound very serious. I wonder what that's all about." Or they might be able to say, "Whoa, the tone of that person speaking was so grave, so serious. I bet that person's going to get fired." They might be thinking one of those scenarios. And they might have a lot of insights about why they're thinking that based on what they saw and heard. Either way, it's an objective observer who's not involved, who doesn't know anything about the situation. And then lastly, what about a coworker? Perhaps a coworker also observes the situation, and the coworker happens to know your performance is above reproach. It's exceptional. It's super. And that person knows there's not a single person in the world who would fire you from this job. That person overhears it and feels like, "Wow, if I ever got feedback like that, I'd be nervous, but not you. You are such a great performer. You never have any reason to be nervous." And they may tell you this with confidence because of their perspective. When you reframe something, the first idea is to get a neutral observer's perspective. What would someone think that heard or saw this event or this conversation? What would they think? What would they say to you? What would they notice? When we're having the experience, we're so deeply entrenched in our own thoughts, feelings, and past experiences that we tend to draw those into the present moment. So if we've ever received unexpected negative feedback or a complaint at work, we're going to be tapping into that immediately as soon as we're invited to this conversation. Likewise, if we've ever received troubling feedback that was unfounded and let go of immediately and everyone relaxed about it, that might be what we tend to tap into. Whatever your orientation in the past has been, you're going to have some automatic thoughts that really just fly through your brain super fast. And you're going to notice that your heart rate speeds up or slows down based on your previous experience. If you had positive experiences with similar things in the past, you're going to feel fine. But if you had stressful, anxious, nervous, or upsetting experiences in the past that were similar to this one, chances are you're going to be feeling very worried. Likewise, assumptions that we have. When we don't have past experiences to draw on, we tend to assume, based on some things that are said, what we know or don't know about the situation, and we pull those assumptions in without even realizing it. As I've mentioned before, the brain is a problem-solving machine. Neuroscience tells us that the brain likes to complete the connection. So it will insert some facts into your mind or some thoughts that seem like factual information, but really are just assumptions. And it'll put those things in there to help you feel like your thinking has completed the circuit and you're all set, even if it's troubling information. Think about what you're assuming about the unexpected event that's coming up. Think about what your previous experience has been and what evidence you have right now to support or not support a repeat performance. And then think about the perspective of the objective observer and maybe a fellow coworker who could overhear the conversation. As you take in an unexpected experience, like getting negative feedback at work or negative complaints from a customer or client, this can help you to really take a break and step back, be able to see this from a distance, and detach from the emotional overwhelm of anxiety and stress leading up to what is about to happen. Lastly, I would suggest drawing on your own personal core strengths and values. Think about what you bring to the workplace, what you bring to life. You have so many traits that are positive about you, and you have unique contributions to make that no one else can make. You have so much going for you in terms of strengths and values, and also the way you treat other people and the way you approach your job. No one else, literally, could copy what you do and how you do it. If there was something negative that led to some adverse future consequence, you have a whole set of abilities, capabilities, values, strengths, and so forth that you can bring into any situation now and in the future. When you attend a meeting where you expect negative feedback or criticism, you don't have to have anything to add to the conversation. Most of us feel like if we go into a meeting that we think is going to be negative, we need to be prepared to say something. We need to be prepared to answer whatever the complaint was made about us. But that's really not true. You can approach a meeting as a listener. Ask open-ended questions to get all of the perspective, insights, and understanding that you need to really understand the situation fully from the other person's perspective. You can also ask what the options are to resolve the situation. And you can ask, are there any other pieces of information that would be valuable to you? Then you can go away from the conversation and request time to think about it and get back to the person or people who are talking to you. This gives you time to get away from the emotion of the moment, ruminate, consider, and analyze the information you've been given, and then return back to it later. When you try to answer a stressful situation like a complaint or negative feedback in the moment, it's very difficult to remain unemotional or clear about what you'd like to say. Giving yourself the time to leave the conversation, consider what's been shared, and then come back to it is really the best way to give yourself the space to think clearly. It's reasonable to ask for, and you can do it in a way that is non-threatening and very comfortable. As you think about these things with me today and throughout the coming week, I encourage you to approach any unexpected negative situation, feedback, or criticism with an open mind. Consider how you might use reframing to see it in a new light or from a new perspective, or at the very least, pause your existing assumptions about how it's going to go. Approach things with an open mind and give yourself time to digest what you're thinking about so you can return with a thoughtful and intentional response. I wish you all the best this coming week trying out this mindset strategy of reframing, and here's to being the best version of you.
This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.